Do you ever feel like you're always on? Your phone is blowing up with notifications, you have commitments to friends and family, and not to mention work. Sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for Coors Light. It's made to chill. It's a crisp and refreshing beer that even tells you it's cold when the mountains on the bottles and cans turn blue. When I need to hit reset, I grab a Coors Light. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/BlueWire. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
All right, before we get into this episode of Swings and Mishes, we want to talk about AutoNation here for just a minute. And remember, guys, AutoNation is America's largest automotive retailer, and chances are they have the vehicle that you're looking for. Shop from over 100,000 new cars, trucks, vans, and sport utility vehicles. For the luxury of Mercedes-Benz to that Chevy pickup that you always wanted, they've got it. AutoNation helps finance over 430,000 people every year, and you could be next. Get a great rate today. AutoNation strives to make the car buying process quick and easy, but most of all, it's stress-free. So in addition to an extensive selection, all pre-owned vehicles go through a rigorous 125-point inspection. Also come with an everyday low haggle price. One price, no pressure, guaranteed, and you can start your search right now at AutoNation.com.
Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to a winter meetings edition of Swings and Mishes. I'm your producer, Jeremy Taché, joined by Craig Mish, who is currently in Vegas at the winter meetings. Craig, crazy day today here on this Tuesday.
Yeah, it is, and a lot of interesting kind of footnotes to this, and go figure, the winter meetings, at least for the last, it feels like 16, 18 hours, have been dominated all with discussion on JT Realmuto, so it gives us some good topics to discuss.
And ironically, I believe Michael Sundbeek pointed this out last week, that a year ago today, on December 11th, was when Giancarlo Stanton was traded from the Marlins to the Yankees.
Oh, that day.
And so you were really involved with that one. And here we are a year later, and JT Realmuto is the hot name, as you just mentioned. So what's the latest on what's going on with JT Realmuto?
Well, I think that last night you saw different variations and possibilities being traded. And I think the one thing that I want to start off with and stress is that, and I've been to a few of these, is that it's the winter meetings. So there's going to be a lot of different variations, a lot of different possibilities via trade with several teams. And I still think that this is not over by any means yet. Is there a chance that the Marlins could trade him this week? Look, I think internally, the team does want to move on. I do. I think they would like to get some sort of resolution, but to categorize this as being desperate in some way is inaccurate. And I do feel like while he will 100% be traded before opening day next year, if they don't get the deal that they like in the next 48 hours, then they'll wait and they'll trade him next week or the week after. Let's also remember here that Marcell Ozuna was traded at the very end of the meetings, and then Yelich was traded after that. So they'll wait, they'll get what their asking price is supposedly, and then they'll move on. But eventually he will be traded, and it's just an interesting dynamic to see here in Las Vegas, this being dominated with discussion of him.
Patience clearly seems to be the key in this deal, and all other deals, obviously. You know, there's been a lot of talk about major league controllable players, whether that be a bat or an arm. You know, what are you hearing in regards to the Marlins in terms of what the asking price actually is on the Realmuto front?
Well, the names that you keep hearing, and we can go back months and months ago, and you can start with Houston, and you talk about the possibility of Kyle Tucker. And we haven't heard anything, by the way, from Houston recently. So I personally don't think that the Astros, if anything was to happen in the next 48 hours, would be part of this. But, you know, who's to say? So Kyle Tucker, what is Kyle Tucker? Kyle Tucker is an outfielder who played a little bit last year, but he's a major league ready player that could potentially play right field, left field for the Marlins in 2019. Let's move on from there. You go to the Atlanta Braves, the names that you keep hearing, and forget about Ronald Acuna or Albies or anyone like that, is Austin Riley. Oh, who is Austin Riley? He's a player that a lot of people feel could play third base right now at the major league level. Right now, I would say that, you know, with Josh Donaldson at third base, he is blocked. So there's another player that potentially, as the Braves' top prospect, could be moved. And then you move into what has been speculated over the last few hours with Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic about Miguel Andujar in this wild potential three-way trade that would send, I suppose, Syndergaard to the Yankees and then Realmuto to the Mets, Andujar to the Marlins. And that is the kind of player that would seem to be a centerpiece type deal that I don't think that Marlins fans would be disappointed with, because Andujar could play every day at third base. They could move Anderson to right field, and Andujar certainly showed a lot last year, including hitting home runs against the Marlins that I remember right. seeing last year too.
Right.
So, and it's just funny that, you know, some of these players that the Marlins have faced so often are the names that keep coming up. It's almost like there's some familiarity with it there. But look, Gary Denbo, who is the vice president of the Marlins at this point, you have to believe that there is a lot of familiarity with the farm system. And if there's somebody that he likes that he can run up the tree or down the tree to Dan Greenlee and Mike Hill, I think that that's something that you have to be optimistic about.
And of the situations and trade proposals that you've seen thrown out there thus far, is there one that you look at and you say, or any of these specific names on prospects that you look at and you say, if that guy is included, the Marlins should have to make this deal, or anything of the like?
The biggest mystery for me with this so far, and we've seen several people, you know, just kind of speculate different possibilities as to when this trade gets done and how it gets done. But for the life of me, what I can't understand is how not trying to extend JT is not part of this equation in the trade, especially on the Marlins side, if they feel like they are potentially not getting what they want. Because as you know, Jeremy, here on our podcast, Jeff Berry told us that Real Muto is open to an extension with right. another team. So that would seem to be a pretty good chip in the Marlins' pocket to open up a negotiating window if a team was interested in that, and maybe even bring more to the table. So I personally have not heard of any team you know, offering that up. As far as I know, that's not been on the table, Jeremy, with any deal with JT Real Muto to this point. There has been no team at this very moment that has gone to the Marlins and said, hey, look, let's, you know, a window has not been granted for a trade. Let's put it that way. That has not happened yet. That I know 100%. Right. So I would love to have that, though, in the back pocket of the Marlins to another team. And that's why it's just so baffling to me that the Astros are out of this thing, because they could, you know, have him for years and years. But supposedly that's not on the table.
And you imagine that an extension would obviously bring back more for the Marlins. So you're right. It seems strange that they wouldn't have included that thus far in discussions, but there's still plenty of time to go at the winter meetings for further discussions. You know, you've been doing these percentages all throughout as to what teams are at the top and the bottom.
Right.
If you had maybe three or four teams that you had to keep in the mix just as we wrap this up, you know, maybe the teams to keep an eye on as the day unfolds.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. People keep asking me to change the percentages, and I don't feel any different than I did before. I think if I had to do it right now at some point, maybe I will. Today is that you would have to say at this point, based on the aggressiveness and all the conversations with the Mets, that they would need to at least be tied to be the front runner. But I still do think it will come down to one of the three teams in the National League East at this point. I think it'll be the Braves, the Mets, or the Philadelphia Phillies. But interestingly enough, we haven't really heard any return from the Philly side. I was the one who originally reported the Phillies being a long shot with them, but I'm told that they are definitely a possibility here. So those are the three teams I will go with. I understand that there has been reports out there of San Diego and L.A. I have not been able to quantify that and the seriousness of that. So I'm not saying that those people are wrong who reported it. It's just not something that I have heard personally. I have also have not heard any movement with the Rockies recently. And in terms of other teams that have been reported, Tampa, I have not heard a thing. Giants was a John Heyman report. I did hear that they called, nothing else. Joe Fazzaro reported the Twins today, nothing else. So it does come down to, it looks like those three teams at this point. But certainly, Jeremy, we're going to be in for a long 24 hours here. And thankfully, I'm on the ground, not on the plane now, because I was on the plane all last night when this was going on.
So. Yeah. As I knew you were on the plane, I was sitting here wondering if something was going to go down while you didn't have
I was hoping no.
You were out there. Oh,
I was hoping no. Yeah.
Well, we will have more instant reaction throughout the day here on the podcast. We'll have more to come for you guys later on in the day and tomorrow. But to be sure that you're up to date on everything happening as it's happening, you can follow us at Swings and Mishes. And more importantly, and most importantly, follow Craig at Craig Mish on Twitter. Any last notes before we wrap up here, Craig?
Yeah, later today we'll have Marlins catcher Brian Holiday on, and Holiday just re-signed with the Marlins to a minor league deal. I think the expectation at this point is that he'll be behind the plate a lot for the Marlins in 2019, and I want to get his thoughts on just everything that he's heard and kind of his mentality at this point, waiting to see if he is going to be a big leaguer with them to start the season? Is he going to be waiting if JT is not traded? Of course, I think he will be, but you know, kind of what he's going through, and he also just qualified for the Final Four in the Marlins Fantasy Football League too. So that will be so that may be really the focus of what we're going to talk about. But it's a very big deal for all of them, and we'll discuss that throughout. And obviously, if I hear anything, I'll post it on Twitter. And you can rest assured that if Real Muto is traded, we do plan on having him on the podcast.
You heard it here first. Brian Holiday, Final Four of the Fantasy Football League for the Miami Marlins. You can stay tuned to everything here with Swings and Mishes. You can follow, like, subscribe to the podcast on podbean.com or on Apple Podcasts. Thanks, Craig, for the update, and we'll have more for you guys throughout the day.
Also want to thank BetDSI.com for helping make this trip to the Winter Meetings possible. In fact, coming up a little bit later, we're going to go through all of the odds of all of the different possibilities where Bryce Harper and Manny Machado and even Dallas Keuchel may end up. And you can bet on those over at BetDSI.com. In fact, they're going to match your first deposit up to $2,500 when you deposit right now. But you have to use the promo code SWINGS101. That is promo code SWINGS101. That's BetDSI.com. Guess what else is going on? This Saturday, the bowl games begin. There are 41 bowl games this season, and 5 are on Saturday. The best place to bet on them is BetDSI.com. Payouts are quickly. Customer service is excellent. Go there right now to get started. And don't forget to use our promo code SWINGS101.
Get on Team Shaq with WynnBET. We're playing parlays, boosting odds, and laying the wildest prop bets. Don't miss another game. Download the WynnBET sports betting app today.
Sign up today and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 first-time wager on a straight bet or parlay. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.